Voice of Business rolls on. Voice of Business presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce, sponsored by Fidelity Bank. And joining us now from Fidelity is Dee Sandowski. He's the head of the Human Resources Department, Vice President, Human Resources Director. And she is, I'm sorry about that, she is the head, of course, of the Human Resources for Fidelity Bank. And Dee joined Fidelity 8 years ago when the bank was half the size that it is today. And across a 20-year career in human resources, Dee's experience spanned several verticals, high tech, property and casualty insurance, and multimedia before joining Fidelity. And since her arrival at the bank, Dee and her team have seen the bank through three mergers and immense growth and change. Though she would say that the most challenging year of her career occurred this year when COVID hit. Dee, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to be here.
So Fidelity, and I'll just kind of pick up off of that about, you know, what a challenging year this has been. Fidelity Bank offices, the banking centers, you've all, of course, been open since the pandemic hit in March. Employees have been working both on site and certainly remotely. Just run through that a little bit as the head of human resources. What adjustments Fidelity Bank had to make over these past months?
Yeah, you know, it required a lot of change for us to adapt to what was pretty disruptive. So, you know, I mean, we've always prioritized the well-being of our colleagues and our clients. But of course, as you would imagine, we had to dial that up a few notches because of what was happening this year, because of the pandemic. So, you know, for health and safety, we took some very deliberate steps. We departed from our traditional operations and pivoted to a drive-up only and appointment banking model. And our community banking team responded to that very well. We also instituted a regular and very frequent cadence of communications, both for our clients and for our own team, because we felt we needed to provide clarity on the complex and the rapidly changing CDC and state guidance, so our colleagues and our clients could both navigate through this year with confidence. And as you had touched on, and as many of our peer banks had done, it's a departure from the community banking model, but we deployed a high percentage of our staff to work remotely. Having always been a high touch and collaborative model, which is typical for community banking, that was quite different. But we actually took about 90% of our non-client facing staff back in March when we needed to do it for safety, and we were able to successfully deploy them to work remotely. And that's made them quite happy and quite safe. So that's been great as well.
Yeah, you know, Dee, I know that the pandemic has changed the way that Fidelity Bank does business. I'm just kind of curious from your point of view, because you were talking about the people working remotely from home, for example. I mean, is that something that for some employees becomes permanent? Does it give you another level of flexibility? Are there some things that because of COVID-19 now are just going to be part of everyday way that you do business?
You know, you're spot on with that. We have the things that we had to pull into this year, both from an innovation and initiative perspective and from the employment model perspective, a lot of those things are going to stay for the long term. And because we found great success in what we were driven to do by mother necessity. So, you know, from the banking model side and from the client side, we've had a dramatic increase in the number of clients who have adopted the use of digital and phone banking because they couldn't access our lobbies as regularly. And that's been great for them and for us. On the internal side, to really facilitate the remote work model and make it work as collaboratively as we used to function when we were in person, our technology team expedited implementation of a new communication platform. Specifically, we implemented Microsoft Teams, and that allowed us to continue that same collaborative and connected model that we had always used. And really, just overall, we were driven to accelerate future innovation and initiatives into this year, digital banking, paperless initiatives, and those gave us the opportunity to really focus on realignment and reinventing our methods and approaches, and those things are going to stay.
We're speaking with Dee Sandrowski, head of the Human Resources Department for Fidelity Bank. And has it been a challenge? I mean, here we are since March, some employees working at home. Everybody's got this extra level of stress. Is it a challenge to keep employees? And I'm guessing this isn't just Fidelity that I'm talking about now. I'm thinking that is, you know, this might just be speaking to all businesses out there. But at Fidelity, have you been able to keep employees engaged? And how do you keep everybody informed with all the information that needs to get out?
You know, it is a challenge, and I think what we instituted was successful. The overall recipe for success is just providing a steady, predictable cadence of communication so that we can give everybody a sense of comfort that we, you know, we know what's going on, and we will keep them fully informed. So some of the specifics of that, we implemented weekly what we call all hearts calls. We consider our employees to really be the heart of the organization, so that we call them our all hearts calls to highlight good news, because people need to hear bank accomplishments and news, as well as critical COVID updates. Our CEO took the opportunity every week to provide a weekly, what he called a care and communication video, just for some inspiration and information directly from Ed Manzi. Just last week, we actually continued one of our annual traditions on the venue of, engagement and information. We've always had an autumn in-person all hearts meeting, but this year we held it virtually. And I was really delighted that nearly all of our employees logged on from home for a business update and also a cocktail together. So that was great. And then one of the more fun things was that we had a cadre of really energetic employees. They ran point on organizing activity challenges. So one of the things that's to keep folks engaged when they're at home is to make sure that people stay physically active, to make sure they don't get locked into pandemic blues. So we've had a couple competitions, what we call heart and soul challenges, where teams can work together to earn weekly points for staying physically active. And that has proven to be a big winner as well.
Wow. So it sounds like the employees, like the hearts, really responded well to the challenges and were really able to come together.
You know, I was so happy. We were so delighted with the fact that they did. And it, you know, in a pandemic, certainly folks have every excuse to hunker down and just tread water. And yet our folks didn't do that. They ran ahead and they just demonstrated this amazing amount of care, both, you know, for each other and for our clients. You know, we had creativity on full display with different departments dreaming up innovative ways to connect, with after hours video chat, team buildings and drinks and trivia games. Some of the meetings that had to get held by video conference had themes like costumes or setting your background to exotic locations. And so just turning things into something positive to encourage each other was great.
Yeah, I love it. I was just jumping in for a moment, because I mean, I just love it, because I'm just thinking about all these things to keep up the morale. And I was just thinking, Dee, about because like when the PPP loans came through and stuff, I mean, you guys were working long hours. So there really, you know, there really was a lot of stress in all of this.
The stress was definitely pretty immense, and so it took every bit of positivity to make sure people didn't get mired down in that. I totally agree. You know, it's funny, you talk about the PPP. That whole situation with the PPP loans, it was nothing but the sheer will and positivity of our team that really got us through that. And I'd say that was one of the true demonstrations, I think, of what I would call heroics through a pandemic. Our commercial team and some other members of the organization spent the weekend after the funding was released and announced back in April, literally working around the clock to file applications and to work on behalf of their clients, because they, you know, we knew that the funds were limited and waiting could cause clients to miss out on, you know, something they obviously desperately needed. And they were just so so unselfish and to make sure that our clients were able to get those funds. And we had peer banks who weren't as weren't as aggressive on that first weekend, and had, there were clients that missed out on that. So it was really inspiring to see how people stepped up.
Well, this is great. I mean, really getting a little behind the scenes of Fidelity Bank as being a good place to work. It's nice to know that when people walk into the lobby and people are happy, it's because, yeah, they're happy at Fidelity Bank. This seems like a good time, too, to say congratulations on being recognized by the Boston Globe as one of their top places to work. I understand that this is the sixth time that Fidelity Bank has earned this honor since 2011. That's fantastic. You've given us some good examples, but in your opinion, I mean, what is it? I mean, you know, are there some intangibles? What is it that makes Fidelity Bank such a great place to work?
Thank you for that. We were really honored by achieving that again. You know, the culture is really at the heart of what makes it a great place to be. Our colleagues really, they embrace the life design banking approach, and people join us because they want to be on board with the mission of bringing that approach and bringing that help to so many people. If you do it right, you change lives, and our folks know that, and they really bind together around that. Our people really, they care about each other as well as our clients. And you've heard examples of how they bond together. And then, on the more tangible side, we've made a point to have benefits that are a little bit different. We in addition to a good time off package, people get their birthday off. We also recognize that the four-legged friends in our households are a part of the family. So we have pet insurance as part of our insurance benefit offerings. So there's some non-traditional things that people can have as part of their benefits. And all in all, it I'm excited that it makes people engaged and happy to be here. We're looking forward to continuing that journey.
Dee Sandrowski, Senior Vice President, Human Resources Director, Fidelity Bank. Thank you for joining us on Voice of Business.
Thank you.
All right, we have more to come. We're going to end off here today with our good friends from Greater Good Imperial Brewing. Hear a little bit about what it is that they are up to on Voice of Business, presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce and sponsored by Fidelity Bank and Worcester Regional Airport. And you hear it every Wednesday between 9 and 10 o'clock right here on the Radio Worcester Network.